the revelation of that mystery. Scriptures, Acts 28:17-28, Ephesians 3:1-12, Colossians 1:24-29. By Adlai Maudy. Introduction, the textual outline study. Paul, the apostle of the nations, prepared the way for this message. However, there are certain facts and truths which must be recognized and held clearly in mind, if we are to grasp with understanding the revelation of the mystery or secret, and enter into the full heart realization of the transcendent spiritual blessings of the untraceable riches of Christ which it is designed to bring to believing nations today. A. That Israel, the circumcision in flesh, made by hands, General. 17:7-14, Eph. 2:11, as a royal priesthood, Ex. 19:5-6, 1 Peter 2:9, and their hope, the kingdom, took preeminence from Pentecost to Acts 28:28, Acts 3:22-26, 13:46, 18:4-6, 28:20. B. That during that era, Pentecost to Acts 28:28, believing nations, proselytes of righteousness, as the Ethiopian eunuch, Acts 8:26-39, and proselytes of the gate, of the status of Cornelius, Acts 10, were dependent on the priestly nation of Israel for salvation, John 4:22, Acts 11:13-14, Isa. 49:5-6, Zech. 8:23, and subject subordinate and subservient to them in all things, Isa. 2:2-5, 14:1-2, 56:1-8, 60:10-12, 61:5-6. Even those among the nations who received Paul's evangel justification and, in one spirit, were baptized into the body of Christ, 1 Cor. 12:13-27, were, nevertheless, subject to the priestly prerogative of Israel, guests of their promised covenants, and their debtors, Eph. 2:11-12, Rom. 15:27. C. That the kingdom was divinely set in abeyance at Acts 28:25-28, and became a future prospect, awaiting the return of the king, is unmistakably confirmed by the following prophetic scriptures, Luke 19:11-27, Dan. 7:13-14, 2 Peter 1:11, Rev. 1:7, 11:15, 19:11-16, 20:1-6. D. That the kingdom door was locked with Acts 28:25-28, is further confirmed by the fact that the evidential signs, which accompanied the heralding of the kingdom gospel, and by which the Lord confirmed the word, and believers partook of the powers of the future aeon during that era, 30-61 AD, Mark 16:17, 18:20, Acts 4:30, 5:12-16, 19:10-28, 28:3-7, Heb. 6:6, are significantly absent in subsequent writings of Hebrews, Peter and John. E. That with the writing of Ephesians and Colossians, the priestly regnancy of Israel as the channel of salvation to the nations, General. 22:15-18, Isa. 49:5-6, 61:5-6, Zech. 8:23, John 4:22, Acts 3:25, 11:13, 14, was cast away, spoiled or stripped off, Rom. 11:15, Col. 2:14-15. Even Paul was imprisoned so that he could no longer act as a priest to the evangel of God among the nations, Rom. 15:16, Eph. 3:1-3. F. That the casting away of Israel, 61 AD, was the conciliation of the world, Rom. 11:15, Acts 28:25-28, and since then, believing nations, with a remnant according to the choice of grace out of Israel, Rom. 1:5, are now reconciled together in one body to God, Eph. 2:13-18. G. That with the revelation of the secret and the dispensation of the conciliation, 2 Cor. 5:18-20, God's wrath or indignation was withdrawn and men are not subject to the providential judgments of the Pentecostal administration during the present secret administration. Either divine mysteries or secrets. A. The word mystery in our Bible is translated from the Greek word mysterion, and denotes a previously hidden or concealed truth, a divine secret, which is now revealed or made known. 1. The Scriptures reveal 12 mysteries or secrets in God's purpose of the eons, which we list according to the order in which they are given in the divine records, A. The Secrets of the Kingdom, Matt. 1:3-11, Mark 4:11, Luke 8:10. B. The secret of the duration of Israel's blindness, Rom. 1:25. C. The secret of the evangel, the conciliation, Rom. 1:6-25, Eph. 6:19, Col. 1:26-27. D. The secret of the resurrection, 1 Cor. 1:5-51. E. The secret of Christ, Eph. 1:9-3-4, Col. 4:3. F. The secret and its administration, Eph. 3:3-9, Col. 1:26. G. The secret of marriage, Eph. 5:32. H. The secret of lawlessness, 2 Thess. 2:7. I. The secret of devoutness, godliness, 1 Tim. 3:16. J. The secret of the seven stars, Rev. 1:20. K. The secret of God, Rev. 1:0-7. L. The secret of Babylon, Rev. 1:7-5:7. 2. In this study we are particularly concerned with the sixth in order of the divine mysteries, the secret and its administration. 2. Time of revelation. A. The time of the revelation of the secret and its administration is made clearly evident by the following considerations. 1. First, the internal evidence of the Ephesian and Colossian epistles attest to the fact that they were written soon after the last recorded public witness of the kingdom of God and the messiahship of Jesus to representatives of the nation of Israel, in Rome, spring of 61 AD, when their casting away was terminated by the declaration of Isaiah 6, as recorded in Acts 28:17-28. 2. Second, the repeated use of the adverb of time, now, in these epistles concerning the revelation of the secret, the joint spiritual blessings for the saints, and the secret administration in which they are to be dispensed and enjoyed, unmistakably mark off these truths, with special, divine emphasis, from that era prior to 61 AD, Eph. 2:11-13, 3:3-5:8-10. Col. 1:21-22, 24-26. 3. What is the secret? A. The secret and its threefold wealth of untraceable riches of Christ for the nations, is divinely itemized and explained for us in Ephesians 3:6, as follows: In spirit, the nations are to be joint enjoyers of an allotment and a joint body, and joint partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus. Be threefold blessing in spirit. It is preeminently important that we grasp with heart recognition that the three itemized blessings of the secret are in spirit, not in flesh, Eph. 1:3-13, 2:5-6:18, and are concerned with joint relationship, Godward, Christward and manward. A joint relothes, Godward. The first item of the secret joined to Lothis- reveals the Godward relationship of our blessing. In that era, prior to the revelation of the secret, Israel, the circumcision in flesh, made by Hans General. 17:7-14. EPH. 2:11, were God's people. EX. 3:7-10. 4:22. ISA. 5:2-4. Map. 2:6. Luke. 7:16. ROM. 11:1-2, and by covenants and family relationship Jehovah was their God and not of the nations. EX. 19:5-6. Duke. 4:7-8. 31-38. Amos. 3:1-2. Acts. 13:16-19. Believing nations, in that era, worshipped him as Israel's God, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. And, though they enjoyed an allotment, ROM. 8:17, and had much blessing with his people, ROM. 15:8-12:16, 27, yet, in flesh they had no hope and were without God in the world, EPH. 2:12. But now, with the revelation of the secret, a new family relationship has been created, in which, believing nations and the remnant according to the choice of grace out of Israel, ROM. 11:5, in spirit become joint enjoyers of an allotment blessed with every spiritual blessing among the celestials, EPH. 1:3-14. Hence, believing nations are no longer without God, but are members of God's family, EPH. 2:19. B. Joint body, Christward. The second part of the secret joint body dash makes known the Christward connection of our blessing. In that era before Ephesians was written, Israel, the circumcision in flesh, made by Hans General. 17:7-14. EPH. 2:11, had Christ according to the flesh. Map. 2:2-6. 27:37. Acts. 13:22-23. ROM. 9:4-5:15:8. Believing nations during that era, though in one spirit, were baptized into the body of Christ. 1 Cor. 12:13-27. Nevertheless, in flesh, were apart from Christ. EPH. 2:12. Map. 15:21-28. Acts. 21:27-29. Yet now since the revelation of the secret, believing nations, with the remnant according to the choice of grace out of Israel, ROM. 11:5, are made a new creation and a new humanity, EPH. 2:13-18, 2 Cor. 5:16-17, Galatians. 6:15, and in spirit become the joint body of Christ, EPH. 3:6. Vivified together, EPH. 2:5, roused together, EPH. 2:6, and seated together among the celestials in Christ Jesus, if. 1:20-2:10. C. Joint partakers, manhood. The portion of the mystery dash joint partakers is concerned with the manhood participation of blessing. Before 61 AD and the revelation of the secret, Israel, the circumcision in flesh, made by Hans General. 17:7-14. EPH. 2:11, had the commonwealth and were sons of the promised covenants. EX. 19:5-6. Acts. 3:25. ROM. 9:4-5, while believing nations were alienated from their citizenship and partook of their promised covenants as guests and sojourners, and consequently, were their debtors, ROM. 15:27, EPH. 2:12. Yet now, since the writing of Ephesians and the revelation of the secret, there is a new citizenship, in the heavens, EPH. 1:3, Phil. 3:20, in which, believing nations, with the remnant according to the choice of grace out of Israel, ROM. 11:5, in spirit become joint partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus, EPH. 3:6. Consequently, believing nations are no longer guests and sojourners, but our fellow citizens of the saints, EPH. 2:11-22. IV. Channel to blessings of the secret. A. The channel to the threefold blessing of the secret is the gospel of which Paul was made the dispenser, Eph.3:7, Rom. 2:16, 16:25, 2 Tim.2:8, 1 Tim.1:11, Gal. 1:11,12, 2 Cor. 7:1, Cor. 15:1-4, in accord with the gratuity of God's grace, which is granted to me, Paul, in accord with his powerful operation, Eph.3:7, Acts 15:40, 1 Cor. 3:10, 15:10, Gal. 2:9, Rom. 1:5, 15:15, the blessings of which are, 1. Justification. The first in order of the gracious blessing obtained through the Pauline Evangel is justification, the righteousness of God, apart from law, through Jesus Christ's faith, for all and on all who are believing, justifying the circumcision out of faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Rom. 3:21-30. 2. Conciliation. The second blessing of the Evangel entrusted to Paul is termed the secret of the Evangel, the conciliation, and denotes that gracious work of God in the death of his Son, killing the enmity in his flesh, and then removing the fleshly barrier to his presence, by casting away the priestly nation of Israel, thus changing the status of circumstances and relationship for appeasing and supplicating the world on behalf of reconciliation and peace. 2 Cor. 5:16-20, Rom. 5:10,11, 11:15, Eph. 2:13-18. 3. Glorification. The third grace of Paul's gospel is glorification - the prior expectancy in the Christ, Eph. 1:12, the expectation which is reserved for you in the heavens, which you hear before in the true expression of the Evangel, Col. 1:5. The glorious riches of this secret among the nations, which is, Christ among you, a glorious expectation, Col. 1:27, concerning which the Thessalonian, Corinthian and Roman saints had been instructed, 1 Thess. 1:9,10, 1 Cor. 2:13-18, 5, 1-11, 2 Thess. 2:1,2, 13-17, 1 Cor. 1:4-9, 2, 6-10, 15:40-55, Rom. 5:1,2, 8:14-30. Conclusion. Thus our study reveals Paul to be the chosen vessel, called, separated and given over to the grace of God for the nations, leading them from glory to glory unto maturity, and full assurance of understanding in all the will of God. First, he acted as a priest to the Evangel of God among the nations, for which he was separated, which bestowed on believing nations, and a remnant of Paul's Jewish brethren according to the choice of grace, the grand blessing of justification. Then, on his last itinerary, having completed the Evangel of Christ, he began the proclamation of the secret of the Evangel, the conciliation, namely, the repudiation and removal of all fleshly honors and barriers to God's presence, even Christ according to the flesh, and the casting away of the priestly nation of Israel, thus changing the status of relationship for appeasing, entreating and besieging the world on behalf of reconciliation and peace. And thirdly, in accord with the true expression of the gospel, which they heard before, that is, before the revelation of the secret, he had made known to them the expectation of glory, rescue from the coming indignation through a change of their bodies from terrestrial to celestial, from corruptible to incorruptible, from mortal to immortality at the presence of the Lord from heaven with the trump of God. Then, climaxing all this, with his imprisonment in Rome, he is granted grace to reveal the secret and its threefold transcendent spiritual blessings on a joint basis for the believing nations and the remnant of his Jewish brethren, who received his gospel in the obedience of faith. Finally, on this behalf, As a prisoner of the Lord, he entreats all to walk worthily of the calling with which they were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit with the tie of peace, one body and one Spirit, according as you were called also with one expectation in your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. Copyright Concordant Publishing Concern. Return to main index page.